Yahweh Shalom give you peace. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May God add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. Adonai, we trust your word in Romans 8:17, Philippians 4:6, Matthew 14:32, and Matthew 9:29, declaring that because we are heirs of your legacy, we can claim full authority over the enemy. Lord Jesus, we rest our faith on the truth that our latter will be greater than our former, as confirmed in Proverbs 16:3. Elohim, we hold fast to our profession of faith that your peace, found in Philippians 4:7, will eradicate even a trace of pending or prolonged chaos in our marriage. Lord Jesus, our faith model is found in James 1:8, where you command us to pray with confidence in overcoming the crossroads of life, proclaiming your word over our doubts when the enemy tries to manipulate us into speaking unprofitable words against our marriage. Elroy, we trust your word in Isaiah 59:19, for it guarantees a higher standard against the traverse flood of despair that the enemy has tried to put over our marriage. El Shaddai, we increase our faith in Proverbs 130:5. And avert anxiety against temporary trials, according to Galatians 6:9. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us to commit our marriage to the principles found in Joshua 1:8, Psalms 97:9, Esther 2:17, Genesis 2:21-24, and James 1:6. For your heavenly foundation will bless our covenant and your will. Father God, we thank you for confirming your word with signs following, according to Mark 16:20. As it is written in Psalms 20:5, we glory in the opportunity to be crafted into more loving, attentive, and patient wives to our husbands. Holy King, we are encouraged by your words in Psalms 37:5. 1 Corinthians 13:7, 1 Peter 5:10, and Isaiah 62:3, because these scriptures verify that the moment we committed our marriage to you, we were aligned with kingdom purpose and heavenly promise. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for destroying the binds of generational curses and replacing it with a renewed restoration and promise and purpose for our legacy, as is the promise of Lamentations 5:19, Deuteronomy 30:3, Jude 1:20, Psalms 68:5, Proverbs 22:6, and Psalms 127:3. Father God, we lift our family up to you, praying that you will help all of us rise above any manner of negativity, illicit behavior, or demonic strongholds, because we know, according to Isaiah 26:3, Micah 6:1, Isaiah 41:13, and Jeremiah 29:11, that we were never created to succumb to fear, but to praise you by faith. Father God, your word solidifies your sovereignty in John 1:1, and therefore admonishes us to obey your will in Psalms 119:2. And heighten our discernment by attuning our ears against false doctrine in Matthew 7:15. Yahweh Rophe, we thank you that the devil can't weigh down our marriage, because you have already declared us victorious by your word in Matthew 11:30, Exodus 14:14, Romans 8:28, Isaiah 43:18, and Ephesians 2:10. Yahweh Shammah, we thank you for rejuvenating our marriage. And Luke 8:52-54, 2 Corinthians 12:10, Isaiah 54:17, and 2 Chronicles 20:15. For fortifying our minds in 2 Timothy 1:7 and Luke 10:19, we thank you, Father God, for blessing us with the Holy Ghost in Acts 1:8. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoring our soul and leading our marriage on your holy path toward righteousness. In Psalms 23:3-6, we thank you, Father God, for for the confidence in knowing that the righteous will never be forsaken, according to your word. And Psalms 37:25, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Yahweh Shalom, we believe by the power of your name that despite the battle, you have already conquered the enemy, according to 1 Corinthians 15:57, Romans 8:37, and 1 Samuel 17:47. Father God, we trust the truth of your word found in Ephesians 4:26, asking you to soften our hearts toward our husbands and indiscretions. Lord Jesus, we claim joy in our homes according to your word in Proverbs 14:1, and pray that you convict us to build our homes on godly principles and cease the absolute idiotic habit of tearing down our marriage with the spirit of bitterness and unwillingness to forgive. We claim healing in our minds in Psalms 34:19, and cast out the detrimental effects of painful memories in the name of Jesus. We claim wholeness in our hearts according to Psalms 147:2 and Jeremiah 30:17, standing on your word, Yahweh Jireh, to invigorate our ability to trust our husbands right now in the name of Jesus. Yahweh Sikanu, we seal this prayer by faith in your word, in Romans 12:2 and Mark 9:23, trusting that our marriage will be transformed back to your original intention, a blessed covenant designed to serve your will and advance your kingdom as devout Christian believers in your holy word. Now unto him who declares our marriage blessed, restored, renewed, edified, and empowered by the power of the truth found in Hebrews 10:38, our risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.